Welcome back to the Green Heck Fieldhouse. We are at our second intermission, and the Evergreens have a 6-0 lead over the Tomahawk Hatchets. I'm Chris Conley, and glad you are with us on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Let's take a look at our playoff brackets. Heard earlier tonight on Fox Sports, Walsall East opened up their first-round game against Lakeland. That's a 9-8 game, and of course that game is already final only because I am talking to you on tape. We don't know the results, although you already do if you were listening earlier. Let's look at who else is in this bracket. The winner of this game advances to play Spash at the KB Willett Arena on Friday night. The winner of Walsall East Lakeland, again a game that's already in the books, advances to play Walsall West on Thursday at Marathon Park. In the other half of the bracket, the two teams that have byes are Antigo and Northland Pines. Pines will match up against the winner of tonight's Mosinee-Rhinelander game, and Antigo will match up against the winner of the Pacelli-Merrill game taking place tonight. So in all likelihood, we will be talking again on Friday from the KB Willett Arena. The puck will drop at 7 o'clock, and we'll have the game here on Fox Sports Radio. I should give you a heads up for hockey fans. It is likely that that game will be on tape delay, because we also have a Walsall East versus Walsall West basketball doubleheader. And the doubleheader, it's hard to explain, but the doubleheader, because it involves West and East, would get the live broadcast spot here on Fox Sports Radio. So make you wait a little while. So if you're not coming down to KB Willett Arena, you'll hear the game starting around 9:30 on Friday night for Everest Hockey. Or, of course, come down to KB Willett Arena and listen to the game on the way home and relive the magic. We encourage that sort of thing, too. Let's look back at what D.C. Everest did in their two meetings against Spash earlier, because the two games really unfolded very, very differently. When the Evergreens went down to KB Willett to take on Spash, it was really one of their worst games of the season. The Evergreens looked flat, they did not generate a lot of scoring opportunities, and they got thrashed by Stevens Point 4-0. And I'll tell you that they were outplayed probably worse than that 4-0 game indicated. When Spash came up here about a month later, that game was very different. The Evergreens had a one-goal lead twice. They were up 1-0, and the Evergreens had a 2-1 lead in the third period, but were unable to hold on and wound up losing that game. One of the things that was weird about that game is the plexiglass was damaged here at the Green Heck Fieldhouse. We had a long delay of at least a half hour, and Coach Dan Van Slyke had said he didn't think his team was the same after that delay. He thought that the delay really took away some Evergreen's momentum. Spash tied up the game 2-2 and won the game in overtime 3-2, and you can tell a lot of the Evergreen's players are not satisfied with the way that game went. They thought they outplayed Spash for a good part of that game, and then had the team come back on them, were unable to close out the Stevens Point Panthers. So if the Evergreens bring the A game, they can be competitive against Spash. Spash also has been playing good hockey. They closed out their regular season with that win over Walsall West. And of course, beating Walsall West in Valley Conference play is always a big deal. And it was Spash's win over Walsall West that caused the Warriors to settle for a Valley Conference tie instead of winning the conference outright. The Warriors finished the regular season tied with Wisconsin Rapids. When the third period resumes, the Evergreens will still be on the penalty kill for another 19 seconds. Teams will be back out on the ice in a moment, and we'll tell you that this Evergreens hockey broadcast is brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Dan Henke, the Tomahawk goalie, had 11 saves in the second period. That's 22 saves overall. And Michael Moe had only 4 saves in the second period. Shots on goal, 27 for the Evergreens against just 7 for the Tomahawk Hatchets. It has been a one-sided hockey game so far. We'll be back to drop the puck for the start of the third period. Teams will be back out onto the ice momentarily. And we will return after this quick break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Welcome back, where the third period will get underway in a moment. What's going on here? Everybody's late getting out to the ice. The referees are just coming out of their locker room. Evergreen's now coming out. Ice has been resurfaced for a while. And when we start this third period, we've been in running time for a while since the Evergreens went up 6-0 back at 12:48 of the second period. Tomahawk will be on a 5-on-4 power play as we get these teams back out. You're kind of at the point in this game where the Evergreens would like to get through this final period without any injuries. This has already been a pretty good statement game. It'll give Smash a little something to think about when these teams meet on Friday night down in Stevens Point. And, you know, because the Evergreens already have that overtime win over Wisconsin Rapids. And, by the way, they played Walsall West to a one-goal game, 3-2, and made the Warriors sweat out the final minute and a half of that meeting at Marathon Park. I think everyone in the bracket would identify the Evergreens as a dangerous team in the playoffs. Got to bring your best game if you want to eliminate the Evergreens. Puck drops, third period's underway. Tomahawk centering, and there's a goal! Tomahawk comes back and scores! That's a 5-on-4 power play goal off the faceoff. The puck came down the ice. Jacob Panzer centered. And I believe it's Kevin Boulder who put that in the back of the net. No shutout for DC Everest. We will wait for the scoring information. Not the start to the third period that the Evergreens envisioned. Gave up kind of a cheap, kind of a lackadaisical goal there. As we gather back at center ice, Kevin Boulder takes the face-off against Chris Babiarz. And Tomahawk controls the face-off again and puts it on net again.
Number two, Jacob Panzer.
Jacob Panzer gets credit for the goal.
Unassisted.
And they're going to give him credit for that goal unassisted. That is a power play goal. As the Tomahawk goal came just 20 seconds into the period. We're back to even strength now. Evergreen's going to get a change here as a faceoff is going to come to Michael Moe's left. And we are out of running time now. Regular timing rules are back into effect with 16:30. So, if anything, Tomahawk has extended this game off the faceoff. Babiarz comes out, just missed, fired. Chris Babiarz seeing, let's see, five of his teammates scoring goals in the 6-1 advantage now. Babiarz looks like he wants some for himself. And Babiarz circles back to the blue line and now leaves it in the corner. Seth Jaglinski is there, and coming across is Isaac Shiro. Shiro skates back out towards the blue line. Shiro speeds it back into the corner. That's a bad pass. Evergreens just barely hold it in. Nice work there by Derek Tomczyk, but now Tomahawk sticks it out to center ice. And Tomahawk comes back. 3-on-2 opportunity here. And here's Jacob Panzer with Michael Plaza guarding the near post. Evergreens defender did a good job getting over there. And the Evergreens take the puck away. We come back the other way. And the Evergreens have Matthew Yonke. Yonke skating in, sticked into the corner there. Yonke was trying to get on goal and just lost control of the puck. Alex Degner is in the corner. Degner has checked off the puck here. Tomahawk will have a one-on-one here. Well, that was just a little too long of a pass. It was put on goal from outside the blue line. Nick Orsero needed to hold that a little longer. Evergreens get it back out to neutral ice. Tomahawk with a cross-ice pass. Nick Orsero puts it into the corner onside here. Dan Garrity fights for it behind the net. It is loose behind the net. You know what? The Evergreens have come out a little bit sloppy here in the start of the third period. This has slid all the way down the ice. Going to wave off icing because it's on goal. And into the corner we go. Tyler Schubring is there. Evergreens try to center it back to Schubring, and it's behind the net. A Tomahawk defender, though, gets on it. And Tomahawk Stephen Wren tries to send it up. He couldn't clear it. Popped up off his stick and is still behind the net. Evergreens control in the corner. Looking to center. Hard check there. Sends one of the Evergreens players off. Kelton Scholes takes it away. Evergreens have it back behind the net again, and they're trying to center here. Goes all the way back out to the blue line. Josh Merchant on goal, and he had a man in front. Couldn't quite be steered in. Merchant was going for the far post, and he had a man on the doorstep. Evergreens could not deflect it. Rebound goes into the corner. And Tomahawk clears it out with a cross-ice pass out to the red line. Evergreens retreat, and Josh Merchant. 14 minutes left in the game. Evergreens up 6-1. Along the near boards, Derek Tomczyk. Tomczyk on goal, shot, save, loose in front, and scores. That popped out of the glove of goalie Dan Hanke. The shot was on goal from Derek Tomczyk. Hanke gloved it. It popped out of his glove right in front of the net and was stuffed in. I believe the goal is going to go to Josh Merchant. We will wait for the official announcement. The Evergreens get the goal that they gave up back and now go up 7-1. 13:56 to play. And that's a goalie error there.
At the 3:04 mark in the third period, number 20, Bryce Dively.
Bryce Dively will get the goal for DC Evers. And Derek Tomczyk gets the helper.
With an assist by number.
And Josh Merchant will also get the assist. Puck goes out of play along the far boards. And we're going to have a faceoff just outside the blue line. Of these 7 goals, the Evergreens have 6 scorers. It's Michael Plaza who's lit the lamp twice. And Plaza had a chance for the hat trick. Was at point-blank range and sent it right over the crossbar about midway through the second period, and Plaza couldn't believe that he missed it. Puck is back in the Tomahawk end. Evergreens look to control, and that's put on goal from outside the blue line, Josh Merchant, and it's gloved there by the goalie, Dan Hanke, a little bit more sure-handed there. Just under 13 minutes left in the game. Evergreens Hockey is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics. 715-842-5688. Or visit them online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Off the faceoff, Evergreens put back on goal there by Kane Gilray. Deflected off the goalie, goes behind the net. Trying to control that rebound, Tyler Schubring. Schubring is double-teamed there, and now Tomahawk comes away with the puck. Tomahawk skates along the near boards. Coming up is Jacob Panzer. Panzer is the Tomahawk goal scorer. Put that one on goal, but it's off the stick of Kane Gilray. Gilray disrupted the shot before it even got to the net and goes out of play. Evergreens will get a change. Tomahawk will get a change. And a faceoff is going to come to Michael Moe's right. 12 minutes left in this 7-1 Evergreens advantage here. Evergreens control off the faceoff. Alex Degner sends it behind the net to Derek Tomczyk. Tomczyk pushes forward. Nice centering pass to Grant Dennis. He's onside. Dennis skates in. Shot was deflected by one of the Tomahawk players. Jacob Panzer was all that's standing behind their centering pass, and it went off the post. Bryce Dively going for his second goal in the period. Evergreens still hold the zone. Grant Dennis takes it away again. Dennis on the backhand side. Dennis is looking to center. Nice stick handling here. Dennis from close range. Shot, glove save. Grant Dennis did it all for himself. Move from the right side to the forehand side of his stick. But Dan Hanke snapped it from midair. Denied a scoring opportunity. 7-1 Evergreens. Faceoff is going to come to Hanke's right. Evergreens Hockey, sponsored by Tulusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help. Representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity, call for a free consultation. Off the faceoff, comes back out to the neutral zone. Tomahawk skates onside. Kevin Boulder. Boulder looked to center. Michael Moe went down low, and one of his defenders disrupted that. That's a nice play from Derek Tomczyk. Tomczyk denied Tomahawk a scoring opportunity. Evergreens send it right back into the corner the other way. Alex Degner fights for it. Grant Dennis couldn't catch up with it. Tomahawk wraps it all the way around the boards. Michael Moe comes out of his net to send it forward to Austin Shiro. Evergreens have it at the red line, trying to go along the near boards to Seth Jaglinski, disrupted into the skates of one of the Tomahawk players. 10.5 minutes to play. Cross ice pass, Derek Tomczyk. Tomczyk is retreating. He's behind his own net. Tomczyk begins the Evergreens rush. Tomczyk's a faster skater than some of these Tomahawk players. Tomczyk is onside, left it behind. One of his players slid through the crease. Seth Jaglinski couldn't quite get that on his stick, just kind of directed it towards the net. Didn't get as strong a shot as he'd like. Evergreens look to center. Tomahawk tries to get it out. It's held in by Josh Merchant. And there it is on goal. Briefly loose in front for Jaglinski and now covered up. That was kind of a quick whistle, too. Dan Hanke didn't quite have the puck secured, or if he did, just for a moment, and then it popped out from underneath his pads. But the whistle had sounded, and we're going to have a face-off to Hanke's left. Evergreens Hockey, sponsored by Tulusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. In the corner where the Evergreens control it, Evergreens are fighting for it here with Isaac Shiro. Shiro went down, but he was applying a big hit from one of the Tomahawk players. The Tomahawk player trying to clear that puck. In fact, cleared it in front towards his goalie from his knees. And Dan Henke covers it up. Tomahawk player's got to get back to his feet first. And instead, he shuttled it towards his goalie. Fortunate that an Evergreen was not there. Chris Sackman takes the draw, and off the draw, it went towards the net. Isaac Shiro couldn't quite control it. Evergreens try and hold it into the blue line. Nope, hops over the skate, and then over the stick of Kane Gilray to neutral ice. Tomahawk with a takeaway here. Brett Garber. Garber looks to center. It's in the corner. Garber unable to get that on goal. And it's now behind the net, where the Evergreens have an extra defender and try and take it away. Almost fanning on that shot was Stephen Wren, trying desperately to put at least a little pressure onto the net. For some of these Tomahawk players, this is the time of the game where you realize that if you're a senior, your varsity hockey career is about to end. They trail 7-1. Out from the blue line, Isaac Shiro puts it on goal. Evergreens will get a save. Went over the crossbar there. Fighting for it here, the Evergreens. Josh Merchant. Merchant centering shot and a score! Merchant centered cross ice, and it's one of his teammates who is going to get the goal. And the Evergreens now have an 8-0 lead. Who's the goal scorer for the Evergreens? I believe that's Grant Dennis who's going to get credit for it. Evergreens 8, Tomahawk 1, even strength goal.
Scoring for the DC Evergreens, number 10.
Josh Merchant did a nice job feeding Dennis there, and Josh Merchant will get the save, or will get the assist, rather. Evergreen's trying to control the puck here at center ice. Tomahawk sends it into the corner. Under 8 minutes to play. Tomahawk has 5 seniors. Coming back the other way. Breakaway goal, shot, score! For Grant Dennis. Dennis lights the lamp again. He scored just 45 seconds earlier. Puck came free for a breakaway, and Grant Dennis lights the lamp for a second time. See if the Evergreens are ready to pull Michael Moe at this point from the net. And maybe give some time to Sam Erickson, the junior. Evergreens have scored another even strength goal, and they lead Tomahawk 9-1. And that goal came just 29 seconds after Grant Dennis had scored earlier. So Dennis, back to back.
9:23 mark in that third period, number 10. Grant.
See if we're going to award an assist here.
Assist by number 3, Derek.
We are, Derek Tomchick.
A hat trick for Grant Dennis.
Tomchick has had a nice game, and again, it is Grant Dennis who gets the hat trick. Michael Plaza is a 2-goal scorer tonight. Tomahawk now slides this puck back towards center ice. Evergreens retreat, and Alex Degner gets it. Michael Moe is still in net for the Evergreens. Moe's allowed only 1 goal, came earlier in this period. Austin Shiro looks to center, and now in front, stop and a save from point-blank range. Seth Jaglinski was skating towards that near post. Good job there for Dan Henke, the sophomore goalie. Henke gets caught out of position a lot. You can tell that that's one of the problems. He's got to learn that proper positioning in between the pipes. But that's the learning process, and there's usually improvement from your sophomore to your junior year. 6.5 minutes left till this one goes final. Off the faceoff, it's on goal. Evergreens thought they had another goal. Did they? Did? I think they did. The Evergreens have just scored another goal. It looked like Henke was down low, and in fact, the puck went in between his pads and into the net. It's 10-1, DC Everest. Coming with 6:30 to play. And that came off a faceoff. I thought that Henke had made the save, and he didn't. In between the pads.
Number 5, Cam Kissinger. Cam scored at the 10:30 mark.
Cam Kissinger gets the goal for DC Evers. Congratulations, Cam. I don't believe we're going to award an assist here. That's going to be unassisted. It is right back behind the net. The Evergreens are looking for more, up 10-1. Tomahawk sends it all the way down the ice. Icing is the call. We have 6 minutes until this one mercifully comes to an end. This is starting to look like Lions versus Christians tonight. D.C. Everest Hockey on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law. Proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Going to be a successful opening round win for D.C. Everest with Stevens Point coming up Friday night at the KB Willett Ice Arena. And I'll look forward to bringing that one to you. It'll be a tape delay game. Should be starting around 9:30 on Friday night after a Wausau East, Wausau West basketball doubleheader. Tomahawk now sends the puck down low, trying to get it centered. Instead, the Evergreens come back the other way. One of the Tomahawk players falls down on the ice and tries to lunge at it. Now the Evergreens are coming back in. And trying to switch over to the backhand side was Josh Merchant. Merchant couldn't control the puck. Evergreens have Kane Gilray, got their backups on the ice. Seth Jaglinski is out there. Tomahawk takes it away in the corner as we go under the five-minute mark. Long cross-ice pass, that's taken away by the Evergreens. Sent in by Josh Merchant. Tomahawk sends it back out to the center ice. Tomahawk will get a partial change here. Evergreens behind their own net. Cross-ice pass. Here comes a rush. This is Austin Shiro. Shiro is skating in. Shot just wide. Shiro had a pretty good scoring opportunity there. Sent it wide to the near post. Rebound comes out of the zone. Comes out to neutral ice. Evergreens retreat and they control again. Evergreens, I mean, these are secondary players at this point in the game, and they're looking for more. Tomahawk players sent it out over the netting and out of play. We'll have a stoppage here. 4.5 minutes left, third period. D.C. Everest scored 5 goals in the first period. Lit the lamp just once in the second period and have scored 4 more here in the third period. Face-off, controlled by the Evergreens, goes back to the blue line. Shot in front and a score! Put on net by Derek Tomcheck and I think deflected in by Isaac Shiro. Shiro was in front of the net. It is either Tomcheck from the blue line or Shiro from close in. And the Evergreens are up 11-1. Goal comes with 4:08 left in the game.
Scoring for the D.C. Evergreens, number 23.
Yeah, that's going to be a deflection in for Isaac Shiro. Tomcheck will get an assist, and Cam Kissinger will get an assist, too.
Tomcheck, Kissinger, 12:52 mark, third period.
I'll tell you that Derek Tomcheck has had a nice game. Very active, has 2 assists. It's been a force on the ice tonight. 3.5 minutes left. Tomahawk now controls in the corner. And the Evergreens are indeed sending quite a statement, I think. You know, if you're a Stevens Point Panther here, you had to fully extend yourself to beat the Evergreens in overtime 3-2. Had to come from a goal down twice in that game. And now you're going to see the score in this. The Evergreens really just tuning up the hatchets 11-1. And I wonder if Spash will have a moment of pause that maybe the Evergreens could be an even better team than the last time they met at this point. D.C. Everest has a breakaway here. Coming along the near board, Seth Jaglinski. The pass is a little bit too long for him as we go under the 3-minute mark. Sent all the way around the boards, held in by Austin Shiro. Brother Isaac, a goal scorer here. And fighting along the near boards is Matthew Yonke. Tomahawk's got a body on Yonke. Majid Sklar fights for it, who is also on the ice. Now we've got a stoppage as the puck was pinned there up against the boards and went out of play. 2.5 minutes to play here. Evergreens 11. Hatchets 1. Both teams getting a line change. Faceoff is going to come to goalie Dan Henke's right. Puck drops. For the Evergreens again, a lot of players that don't get all that much ice time are looking for more goals. Tomahawk sends it out to center ice. Evergreens, Derek Tomcheck, couldn't control it, sent it into the stands. Last touch the stick of Isaac Shiro. Less than 2 minutes left, and we're going to have a face-off coming outside the blue line. Nope, we'll have a face-off at center ice. Evergreen's penalty kill looked pretty good. They killed off two-minute minors in this game. The Evergreens put a lot of pressure on the net and really took advantage of the inexperienced goalie Dan Henke. The sophomore was outmatched today. Puck drops. Goes back to the Tomahawk end. Tomahawk tries to set up. There's a pass almost taken away by the Evergreens. It's up along the near boards. The Tomahawk season is going to come to an end in the next minute and 20 seconds. Evergreens fight for it in the corner. Cam Kissinger. Kissinger sends it around the ice. No one there in the corner, though. The Tomahawk defender picks it up, sends it out to the neutral zone. Now off the near boards. Tomahawk fights for it. Evergreens control. Pretty big hit along the boards for this late in the game. Isaac Shiro sends it forward. It's now behind the net. Evergreens look to center. Got a minute left, and that went in front. Trying to center it for Tyler Schubring. Schubring couldn't get it. It was in his skates. Still back behind the net. Evergreens try for a wraparound, and then it came out for a moment to Austin Shiro again. Shiro had it sticked away into the corner. Now it dribbles on net. Matthew Henke controls it with his stick. Takeaway for the Evergreens in front. Just off the stick of Matthew Yonke, who was on the doorstep. It's behind the net. 35 seconds left. And the outcome has not been in doubt for a while. It's 11-1. Evergreens trying to get another shot on goal. Wrist shot by Kane Gilray went wide. 20 seconds left to the final horn. And here comes Tomahawk. Some of the Tomahawk seniors now go ahead to the blue line and Kevin Boulder. And Tomahawk was offsides. Only 15 seconds left, and I don't even think we're going to get the puck to drop again as we are in running time, and this game is going to melt away. The Evergreens are going to advance to the second round in the WIAA playoff. Final score from Green Heck Fieldhouse, D.C. Everest rockets Tomahawk out of here 11-1 in what was probably the least competitive hockey game that we have seen all season. Congratulations to the D.C. Everest Evergreens. They move into the second round to take on Spash at KB Willett on Friday night. And congratulations to these seniors from the Tomahawk Hatches as they shake hands at center ice, as many of these seniors will unlace the skates for the final time in their high school career after tonight's loss. Tomahawk has had a tough season. They finish at 3 wins and 21 losses. So there is something to say for the seniors who stuck to it through the entire season. That's got to be a little bit disheartening at times. I'll say the Tomahawk did not give up. They fought all the way through, even though they were just simply outmatched. The Evergreens have a deeper bench and faster skaters. And the difference between the play of the two goalies was noticeable. Dan Henke's an inexperienced sophomore, and Michael Moe is one of the elite goalies in the Valley Conference. He was not tested tonight. And the Evergreens will look forward to a much stiffer test when they go down to KB Willett to play Smash just 3 days from now. We will run you through all the Evergreens goal scorers as we wrap up tonight's coverage after this quick break. Again, our final score, it's D.C. Everest 11, Tomahawk 1 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Green Heck Fieldhouse. Just moments ago, the Evergreens dispatched the Tomahawk Hatchets from this tournament 11-1. Shots on goal, 39 for the Evergreens and only 10 for Tomahawk. Michael Moe recorded 9 saves. He allowed 1 goal, kind of a fluky goal early in the third period while Tomahawk was on a power play. Dan Henke, the goalie for Tomahawk, allowed 5 goals in the first period, 1 in the second. And then the Evergreens scored 5 more times in that third period. Let's quickly run you through the Evergreens scoring. We offer our congratulations first and foremost to Grant Dennis, who has a hat trick. Dennis scoring 3 goals. And Michael Plaza had 2 goals and barely missed his opportunity at the hat trick. He had an opportunity right in front and kind of misfired, sending his shot over the crossbar. First period goals for the Evergreens by Michael Plaza, who got us started 1-0. Then Matthew Yonke scored. Brady Burrell, Grant Dennis with his first of 3, and Alex Degner. 5-0 Evergreens at the end of the first period. Michael Plaza scored his second goal with 12:48 to play in the second period. Chris Babiarz. Babiarz, you can tell, really wanted a goal tonight. Babiarz settled for 1 assist on Plaza's breakaway. That was a 2-on-1 breakaway, and Babiarz had a really nice feeding pass to his teammate Michael Plaza for that only goal in the second period. Tomahawk had a few moments in that second period where they were able to get some consistent pressure on the Evergreens net, and that was really the only time. For about a minute, minute and a half, Tomahawk was able to get two or three shots on goal. Their goal came on a power play early in the third period from Jacob Panzer, skating with a 5-on-4 advantage, and it came just 20 seconds into the period. And the Evergreens quickly got right back on track, scoring five more unanswered goals. The third period goals for DC Evers come from Bryce Dively, Grant Dennis once and twice. In fact, Dennis' second and third goals came just 29 seconds apart. The Evergreens wrapped out their scoring with Cam Kissinger, who had a goal with 6.5 minutes left, and Isaac Shiro, who scored going right between the pads of Dan Henke with 4:08 to play, giving the Evergreens this 11-1 victory. Our next DC Everest broadcast is going to come up on Thursday night. We'll have the boys' basketball game at Smash, and our next hockey coverage is Friday. Tape delay broadcast time will be around 9:30. The puck will drop at 7 if you'd like to make the drive down to KB Willett Arena to see DC Everest and Smash in person. And again, tape delay coverage around 9:30 on Friday night, round 2 playoff hockey, right after the Wausau East, Wausau West boys and girls basketball doubleheader. That's going to do it from the Green Heck Fieldhouse. Round 1, Evergreens move on 11-1 over Tomahawk. I'm Chris Conley on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good night, everybody.